With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The state Senate's Judiciary Committee grilled top agency leaders about a counselor's death at the state's youth prison in Lincoln County. According to prosecutors, a 16-year-old inmate punched Corey Pruhl during a fight at the facility in northern Wisconsin in June, causing Pruhl's head to hit the concrete pavement. The boy and a 17-year-old inmate have both been charged in connection with the death. The juvenile prison has been under intense scrutiny for years amid abuse allegations and lawsuits by people incarcerated there. During a hearing near the prison in Merrill, committee members pressed Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy about how much leeway counselors have to defend themselves. Hoy said a court settlement prohibits pepper spray and limits the use of mechanical restraints, but counselors can use as much force as necessary to protect themselves. He tried to paint a positive picture of life at the prison, saying counselors have adopted a gentler approach with inmates geared toward more rehabilitation than punishment, and relationships with them have improved. State Senator Mary Falskowski, a Republican whose district includes the youth prison, said staffers feel as if they're not allowed to defend themselves and fear retribution if they complain. She said she planned to write a letter to U.S. District Judge James Peterson in Madison and ask him to amend the settlement to allow counselors to use pepper spray again. Governor Tony Evers visited Pelican Fire and Rescue Tuesday to highlight the next cycle of funding awarded through the bipartisan infrastructure law. That funding goes towards local road and bridge needs in counties across the state.
It's about safety, but it is around economic development. If we want to grow as a state, and that's one of the things we have to do. When I ran for this office, I said we're going to fix the damn roads, and we're getting there.
In Pelican, they're using a form of recycling called cold-in-place recycling to reduce cracking in the asphalt.
Oneida County's really taken advantage of some important work that needed to be done all across the county.
Alex Hageman is the Oneida County Highway Commissioner.
So between roads and bridges, it's great that Oneida County's been on the receiving end of a lot of this funding, and so it's great that he was able to come out and take a look at one of the projects firsthand.
He says they've received federal funding for 7 different projects over the past 3 years. On August 13th, voters in the Minocqua area will have a new referendum question to answer on their ballots in the upcoming partisan primary. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked with a town supervisor for more on what they're asking for and why.
This election, Minocqua is asking voters to raise levy limits by $750,000 for the coming year and every year moving forward. If passed, the increase on the town portion of Minocqua property owners' tax bill will be about $39 per $100,000 in assessed value. This is the third time in the last 18 months that the town of Minocqua has asked its constituents to go above the levy limits. Levy limits provide caps on the maximum amount a town, village, city, or county may take for property taxes. Billy Freed, town supervisor of Minocqua, explained that they can't keep up with the inflated costs of the goods and labor that the community has come to depend on.
Infrastructure is a main priority for the tax levy money in maintaining and constructing and rebuilding roads. The cost of asphalt for a mile of a road has gone from $100,000 as little as 7 years ago to $330,000 or more. Our last bid was actually more than $330,000 per mile.
That doesn't even touch annual maintenance costs, which are necessary after Wisconsin winters.
Some people get confused that the way it's written, they perceive it being a $750,000 increase on top of itself each year. It is not. It is taking the levy limit numbers, which were imposed in 1992, I believe, and it allows us to exceed that formula.
In March, Minocqua's referendum question proposed raising the levy limits by $900,000. Their last referendum failed by only 12 votes, so the town board is hopeful that a slightly smaller amount may be more palatable to voters.
I totally get, and I've had people say to me, I don't care what it's for, I don't want to pay another dollar in taxes than I need to. I understand that. But to be able to keep the community at the level or keep improving our community, which in turn allows taxpayers to have a valuable asset in their properties.
Freed said that in previous referendums, the town was also considering purchasing some properties, which he thinks made for bad timing. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
Vice President Kamala Harris has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate, looking to strengthen the Democratic ticket in Midwestern states. WXPR talked to Governor Tony Evers about the pick.
I know most of them that were being considered. All of them are good people. I just like him because he's a good neighbor. He's a good person, obviously, but a good neighbor, and I know him well.
Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he doesn't know much about Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who has been selected as Kamala Harris's running mate.
I just don't understand the benefit of the pick, but, you know, it's her choice, and obviously you want to choose somebody that you're more politically aligned with, so I think that's the decision she went with.
However, Hovde does think the two are a political match. Harris officially claimed the Democratic presidential nomination Monday night. After introducing Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate, Democratic nominee Kamala Harris takes her presidential campaign to Wisconsin. Her sudden shift to the top of the ticket raises questions about how future campaigns might be run. Mike Moen reports.
Analysts say policies deemed progressive that Walz assigned into law, such as a 100% carbon-free electricity standard, are things likely to be debated in the campaign. He's also emphasized bolstering reproductive rights. Hamline University's David Schultz says those can get people motivated to vote, whether you're for or against such moves. But some voters say Walz also represents a sense of normalcy. And Schultz says there are signs the electorate wants common ground.
If you actually poll people on a variety of issues, you know, whether it's gun safety, helping the poor, and so forth, and there's actually much broader consensus in America.
Walz also signed a law making school lunches free for all students regardless of income, a move that had bipartisan support. Like other political scientists, Schultz says at the end of the day, the VP pick usually doesn't move the needle in determining the race for the White House. I'm Mike Moen.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.